Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos, with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Big thrills are in store with the trials to the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity on Sunday, May 31st. Kindergarten Futurity winner Call Me Candela could be in action. Plus, impressive winners Black Magic, Monday Dynasty, and more. And night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at LosAlamitos.com. The Ed Burke Trials, Sunday, May 31st. Great racing always at Los Alamitos.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-44 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. Very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. A lot to talk about today, the day after the Middle Jewel in Racing's Triple Crown, the Preakness Stakes. And it was a great day, really, all things considered, at Laurel. The first time ever the Preakness was run there. It was the 151st edition. Pimlico under construction. The Preakness scheduled to be back there next year. But yesterday, everything limited in terms of attendance and everything. But the handle appeared to be very strong. I'm told the win play show pool for the Preakness Stakes itself was north of $25 million. And all that was second best in America this year to Kentucky Derby win place show handle 2 weeks ago. An upset Napoleon Solo in a wide, wide open Preakness. Paco Lopez, Chad Summers, tracked the local horse Taj Mahal, and they proved to be much best on the afternoon at Laurel. What a beautiful facility. And we're going to have the voice of the Preakness, the Breeders' Cup, the Kentucky Derby, Larry Colmus, joining us top of the next hour. A lot of things going on. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to my good friend Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning.
Good Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good, but I don't even know how you're awake. You got to have your tongue over the bit. Before we get into the alarm clock and what players were up against yesterday, hey, on behalf of our listeners, want to say thanks, John. Week in, week out, year in, year out, an unbelievable job. Last Sunday, a case in point at Aqueduct, you said make it just for luck, $7. Here at Santa Anita, the final race last Sunday, the last straw, $12.80 to win. John, great job. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. We got lucky. Horses ran well, and we had to sweat out a foul for no reason, whatever
I
that
know.
Was about.
Yeah.
But we won, and that's all that counts. And Mike Smith gave that horse a terrific ride.
He surely did. Paco Lopez gave Napoleon Solo a terrific ride. But I know you weren't able, from talking to you before we came on air, you weren't able to hang in there long enough to see Burnham Square under the lights last night at Churchill Downs. But he followed up a brilliant win in the Grade 2 Elkhorn on Derby Day, going a mile and one half at Churchill Downs, with another brilliant win at a mile and a half on turf in the Grade 3 Louisville. And this horse is just, without question, North America's best marathoner on grass for Ian Wilkes. And Brian Hernandez aboard, that I thought was without a doubt the best race of the day, John. But a lot of people missed it because it was so darn late.
You had to catch it this morning on the replays, Mike. But back to Napoleon Solo. Congratulations to the connections. But, boy, does Paco Lopez deserve a lot of credit.
Yes, sir.
He gave this horse an unbelievable ride. Honestly, I didn't like the horse. He was much better as a two-year-old than his two races as a three-year-old. But this crop, Mike, I mean, let's be honest. There was they went 22. They were cooking on the front end. But nobody came from behind.
No.
Nobody picked up
Strange.
A horse.
Strange. Yeah.
Iron Honor looked like he had a shot to get him, but I don't think he wants any part of the mile and 3/16. But again, give credit to where credit is due. They got this horse right at the right time. No one showed up. This is probably going to be one of the slower Preaknesses in a long time. But again, he won, and he gets all the credit, and good for them.
Yeah, good for them is right. And, you know, you mentioned Napoleon Solo was a two-year-old. I mean, he ran off the screen in his second start in the Grade 1 Champagne at Aqueduct, at Belmont at Aqueduct, way back in early October. And then his two starts this year, I mean, he never threatened in the Fountain of Youth and then in the Wood Memorial. He was a decent fifth, you could say. They didn't have the points to run in the Kentucky Derby. That was a blessing, as evidenced yesterday. He put it all together, and as to what's going to happen in the Belmont, we'll just have to wait and see. But let's talk about the horse player, John. My gosh. I mean, the Summers with Del Mar and Saratoga, I don't know how you do that, but yesterday, Churchill Downs, they had great success with their nighttime Kentucky Oaks program. They came back with another nighttime program yesterday on Preakness Day, 600 miles away or so up there in Laurel, Maryland. And at Laurel, they started at 10:30 Eastern. The last race of Churchill Downs last night, John, went at 11:06, and we have to say it was later than intended because they had to hold off on the first race because of some severe weather there at Churchill Downs. But it made for an absolute marathon of a day for anybody playing horses.
Yeah, and especially if you're on the East Coast, Mike. Like you said, it was 11 o'clock. You started 10:30 in the morning. I mean, what were they thinking about to card this race as a nighttime? I don't get it. I mean, really. People would spend a whole day at Laurel, and now you want them to come back and play Churchill? I just think it was really selfish on their part. Obviously, they didn't take the player into consideration.
Well, yeah, again, it was a marathon. I'd kind of be surprised. No doubt Churchill's going to go with the nighttime Kentucky Oaks thing. That was a huge hit. But I think next year on Preakness Day they'll rethink it, and we'll just have to see how things go from there. I was struck, John, by the beauty of Laurel Park yesterday on TV. That turf course is expansive is not a big enough word. It's incredible how wide it is and everything else, and all the greenery and everything. It looked great on television.
It really did. Unfortunately, only 4,700 people got to see it live, Mike. You know, they were limited, I guess. And by the way, a lot of credit. We have Frank Miramani in Southern California. We get him in Saratoga. He's a great announcer. But Dennis Rodman does such a terrific job calling the races day in and day out at Laurel. You know, I get to listen to him, and he is good. He's good. He doesn't overdo it. He just really... And he deserves a lot of credit. He flies under the radar. People don't know him, but he really deserves a lot of credit.
No question about it. Speaking of announcers, we're going to have the voice of Oaklawn Park and Monmouth joining us right after you, Matt Dinnerman. They've got a great thing for players going on now at Monmouth Park. I know you've heard about it, John. They've been advertising pretty heavily on television, but it's a 15% takeout on all doubles and pick threes. I think that's really going to catch on.
It has to help, Mike. I mean, they should have started the meet. I think they instituted it the last couple of days. The place has been open for a couple of weeks. But listen, they're doing something. They have to do something to help the players, Mike. CAW yesterday at Laurel was as bad as you've ever seen it. Even in the Preakness, the winner was 11-1 when the gates opened. He crossed the wire at 7-1. You know how much money
that's a ton of money, John. That is a ton of money. I mentioned that the win play show pool combined was over $25 million. You know,
right? How much was CAW? Will they let us know?
it's a significant part of it. And I get back to this. This is such an incredibly tough thing for our game. We're struggling on a lot of fronts, and you know, if we completely did away with the CAW, some people say we should do that. But if you did it, we'd be out of business in short order. You know, that money is such a big part of our plan now.
Yes, so all they're doing is delaying the inevitable, because all they're doing is chasing people away, Mike. I mean, I understand they're being short-sighted, like I always say. It's helping the immediate problem. Can I ask you a question? What did they do for years when there was no CAW?
Well, we had a viable game. We had people participating on track. I remember... This is how old I am. It's been 40-some years ago. I remember the first time Santa Anita went north of $10 million on Santa Anita Handicap Day. And that every single penny was an on-track wager. And that was a huge deal, John. Huge, you know.
Well,
and the purses haven't changed that much.
That's the problem. I know it's hard getting back to those days and getting people to come back to the track, but in the long run, they would be a lot better off if they tried to improve that for the players, and it would help the game. But again, I don't have the answer. I don't know who has the answer, but whatever they're doing, it's not good. It's just not good.
John, let's get to it. Where do you want to go for your hour one selection? And then we'll get you back toward the end of the show. Take a look at the 9 race card at Santa Anita.
Okay, beautiful day today at Aqueduct. We're going to look at the 5th race today, 6 furlongs on the turf. I like the number 3 horse in here, Without Cause, a 5-year-old mare from the Mark Cassie barn. Rider switched today to Flavian Pratt. Draw a line through her last race. She came off of Lasix that day, running in a stakes at Gulfstream. Goes back on Lasix today. Number 3, Without a Cause, a pick 5 single in today's 5th race out at Belmont at the Big A.
Okay, and I'm looking for post time for race 5 at Aqueduct, and it is 3:07 Eastern. JONHARDOON.com. What's there?
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Belmont at Aqueduct. We have Santa Anita, and of course, Churchill Selection.
John, keep listening, but try and work in a power nap, and we'll get you back toward the end of the show.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Appreciate it. As advertised, now we head back to the Jersey Shore, and we're going to say hello to Matt Dinnerman, the voice of Monmouth Park, and of course, Oaklawn Park as well. Formerly the guy at Golden Gate Fields. Prior to that, he was up at Emerald Downs near Seattle, a good friend, one of the bright, shining lights in our game today, Matt Dinnerman. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Great to have you on. I saw Monmouth advertising on Fox 2 yesterday with this new the new low takeout, 15% take on all pick threes and doubles. Talk about a little bit, Matt, if you can.
Well, we started with a couple new wagers. We have a $3 late pick three and a $5 late daily double, and both of them have 15% takeout. And after about a week, we all sat around at the table and said, you know, we need to do something more for the horse players here. So what we decided to do is we decided to cut all daily double and pick three wagers. So all those rolling bets, they're all 15% now. Originally, for the first week, we had that 15% takeout for the late pick three, the late double, which is a $3 minimum and a $5 minimum, respectively. Oaklawn actually produced that same exact wager, late pick three, late double with the minimum and the lower takeout, and Monmouth duplicated that. But we sat around, and we made a decision to cut all daily double and pick three wagers to 15% because we want to try to do as much as we can to help the horse player.
Matt, it's a great move. You're getting people talking, and that's so important. All anybody has to do is dial up FanDuel on any given day, and there's so much coming at you. This helps to get you noticed, and I think it's hopefully bottom line-wise, it's going to work out. You mentioned those minimums, $3 and $5. We've done that out here at Santa Anita late in the card. I for one, Matt, I'm hugely in favor of it. You got to have decent payoffs. And if you have these very low minimums, I hate to say it, but people are the you get the chiseler aspect. Hey, I can't cover as many horses with the $3 and $5. Well, that's the idea. You got to bear down, do the work, and try to get lucky and have a payoff.
That's exactly right. I'm 100% in agreement with you. And, you know, when I was at Golden Gate Fields, remember those golden hour wagers?
Yeah.
It is amazing when you look at the beginning of those wagers to the end of those wagers and how much the pools increased and how good the payoffs were. These were overlay payouts to the max because you raise the minimum, you lower the takeout, so the horse players are getting more money back in their pockets. But on top of that, you also have that higher minimum. So instead of it being a 50-cent wager, it's, you know, a $3 wager in the late pick three. And, yeah, as you said, you can't spread in every single race. But if you tab it, you're going to make a very good score. And in a lot of cases,
you're
going to get a better payout. Yeah. You're just going to get a better payout.
No question about it. Hey, listen, you've got eight of them today at Monmouth. You get underway at 12:50 Eastern. Before we get a best bet from the announcer's booth, you mentioned Golden Gate Fields. You, like so many others, I had a long talk the other morning at Santa Anita with Tim McKenna, a guy who plied his trade there and up in the Northwest for so long. He's in Southern California now, but also got a pretty good stable in Seattle. Steve Speck, as you know, my good friend trainer Steve Speck, he hung him up. He retired when Golden Gate Fields went away. And, you know, you and I, we've lamented the disappearance of Golden Gate and many other racetracks. You think of the Bay Area, Bay Meadows. I want to talk to you about Oaklawn Park. You work for a family there that is all in with thoroughbred horse racing. They've got gaming revenue to go into the purse structure, and they don't have to worry about people moving the goalposts in the middle of a contract down at the state legislature and saying they don't want this or that. And, you know, they're getting pressure from their good friends in the animal rights movement. We really don't want to be involved with horse racing. Louis Sella, the family, they are horse racing in Arkansas, and I know you love working for them.
When you go to Oaklawn Park, they're innovative over there. They're always thinking about ways to improve. Every year I've been there, at the end of the year, they've come back to me and said, we're so happy with how things have gone the last couple of years, last few years, but we need to make it better. We need to keep working to make it better. And Lewis is willing to not only invest him and his family in the company, in racing, but they're also innovative over there, always having meetings, always thinking about what do we need to do to improve, being able to talk to customers and getting feedback from them. So I've just been very impressed with the culture over there working for Oaklawn. I feel very lucky and very honored to be the race caller at a place like Oaklawn. And I will say this one thing, and this is all you need to know. When Louis Sella, I talked to him one time and he goes, you know, when you go through the door, when we see the sign of Oaklawn Park, when you go into the parking lot or when we're talking about it on a commercial and they say Oaklawn Park Racing Casino Resort, he said, I put racing first. I want it first. I always want it first, because the message is, as much as we love having a good entertainment facility, racing comes first, especially during the racing season. We are always thinking about horse racing.
Well, and you know, that approach, it is so sorely lacking in our game in several places. You've got to have people in charge. We desperately need people in charge that have that passion, that fire, that have experienced this game in so many ways and seen, you know, how it's changed people's lives for the better, from new arrivals in this country, their families, you know, working their way up and so on and so forth, seeing their kids educated, go to college, and it's due to what started at the racetrack. And as you know, I'm all in, Matt, and it just makes me literally sick to see the way this game has been mismanaged in several places. Enough of that. I mentioned eight races today at Monmouth. Can we make some money today?
I think we can, and there's a couple races where I think you really talk about spreading in races. If you're playing a pick six or Jersey Shore six, late pick five, there may be a couple places where you really got to get bold to try to find a single in certain races because it's a competitive card. We're going to go to race number six today. Mike, I know that you are a state-bred racing fan. I am the same way. I've always said state-breds, it is so paramount to have a strong state-bred program. So that's what we're going to do with race six here.
And the state-bred nationwide, yeah. It's not just California. There are huge concerns, Matt. You know that. And it's so, so important that the California breds here, and you've got obviously Arkansas breds, but it's hugely important.
Hugely important. They are the meat and potatoes of the business, so to speak. It's very important to have high-quality racing, and you want high-quality state breds as well. But you want to support your local community in the farms, the breeding, and it's very important. And like in a lot of places here in New Jersey, we do give out a pretty strong pot for the state breds versus the open company.
Okay, race six, who can we bet on?
Well, we're going to go towards the outside here. We're going to have a pretty significant scratch of Aces Foal, number 10, in race 6 is out. 7-2 on the morning line was the first-time starter for Paco Lopez. Kelly Breen figured to get a lot of play. I'm going to go right to the inside, the other Kelly Breen entrant here, number 9, Clever Charlie, first-time Lasix, first-time as a 3-year-old today. This runner got bet in some of his races last year. He couldn't get the job done. But he is running first time on Lasix. This horse has always had some ability, but they've taken some time off. Kelly Breen, solid off of layoffs. And I'm hoping that this horse maybe can improve from 2-3, a Son of Flame away here with Luis Rivera Jr. aboard. He's got confidence. He won 4 yesterday on the program.
Okay, and race 6 at Monmouth Park today goes at 3:23 Eastern. First post time is 12:50 Eastern. 8 races in all today, Matt. And I know with the Preakness in the books and the Belmont coming up, you guys are starting to gin up the publicity apparatus regarding the Haskell for 3-year-olds a little bit later on this summer.
We're very excited for the Haskell. It's always such a great race. It'll be hard to top last year's stretch run, I'll tell you that, with journalism getting there in the shadow of the wire. But it does look like we've already got a couple of early contenders. The Puma, it was announced earlier this week. The Tampa Bay Derby winner almost won the Florida Derby, scratched out of the Kentucky Derby. He will be pointing for the Haskell, as will the Preakness winner of yesterday, Napoleon Solo.
Oh, okay.
He is pointing for the Haskell. They said that is the goal. If we run a race before then, we don't know. Could be the Belmont. Maybe we just train him up to the Haskell, but that is a long-term goal for him.
Okay, we'll stay tuned there with Chad Summers. One last question. A guy who's not there anymore, he retired, he's come back, he's staying in South Florida, I guess, riding sparingly. Jersey Joe Bravo, he's not going to ride at Monmouth this summer, huh?
He's staying in Florida, yeah, he's going to go to the beach down there. That's the good thing about Joe is he was in California for a little while. He's going to find a beach. He's going to go wherever the beach is. So we do miss him, but Jersey Joe, very well respected around these parts here.
He's the all-time leading rider there, isn't he, Matt?
He is. He's got the most riding titles. I believe 13 riding titles.
Enjoyed having him out here. He's a great judge of pace. When the big money's down, don't ever count Jersey Joe out. We can catch him now at Gulfstream Park. Matt Dinnerman, we'll try and get lucky today. Sixth race, Monmouth, number 9, Clever Charlie. And all the best to you. Look forward to catching you on the simulcast signal as well as FanDuel TV. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Mike. Great to chat with you. Good luck, everyone.
Likewise. We'll get you back soon. Matt Dinnerman from Monmouth Park, hard by the Jersey Shore. Before we break, folks, listen, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. We'll step aside, coming back strong with John Lindo in Carlsbad. Orlando Gutierrez, he's got some big news. They had a massive Allburger in their $2 pick six last night. Better than $192,000 in new money wagered into a $49,000 carryover under the lights last night at Los Alamitos. Don't go away.
Radio. AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's GMOs is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back, Hour 1 Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, we just heard from Juan Hernandez there, powered by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. A great job, kind of an alteration of tactics yesterday aboard Queen Maxima, who was lined at 4-5, coming back on 2 weeks' notice after a subpar performance in defense of Turf Stakes title at Churchill Downs, again, 2 weeks ago. And prior to that, she was a much troubled third coming down the hillside turf course at Santa Anita. But yesterday, they kind of let her settle. And, man, she blasted off there, turning for home. And Juan Hernandez picked up his second win on the day. Great job by Jeff Mullins. 4-5 on the morning line. And people were kind of looking at that quick turnaround. And she got off even money. So if you liked her, 440 looking pretty good in the newspaper this morning. Let's get down to Carlsbad and say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good. Hope you did okay Preakness Day. How'd it go?
It worked out okay. You know, it was kind of just a long day, that's all. You know, those 9.5-hour cards, there's got to be a better way.
Now, John, it was over that, well over that when you combined Laurel and Churchill Downs. The last race at Churchill last night went 11:06 Eastern, and they got underway at 10:30 a.m. At Laurel Park, of course, Eastern. So you do the math, that's about 12 hours and 36 minutes.
Yeah, it felt like it, too.
Well, John, I mentioned Queen Maxima putting it all together yesterday. Jeff Mullins rolls on, doesn't he?
He has had a consistently terrific meet from the start of the winter meet to the current Hollywood meet at Santa Anita. And the thing about Jeff, once he gets a horse good, they just seem like they stay good for a long time. He's a terrific horseman. He runs their horses where they can win. He knows what he's doing. He's just top to bottom, any kind of horse, he's really good.
John, looking forward, really happy to once again get the word out on a very successful program for all of us here in California, and that's Del Mar's Ship and Win program. They've been very aggressive with it, and also they've got a new program for two-year-old maidens running on the dirt who have sold at auction for $150,000 or less. Talk about that a little bit, and Del Mar will be here before we know it.
Well, let's go over the Ship and Win program. I don't have the main stuff in front of me. I'll have that for you for next week. But as far as the Ship and Win goes, Mike, for the dirt horses you bring into Del Mar, you get a $5,000 shipping stipend for your first dirt start and a 50% purse bonus for every dirt start during the summer meet. For the horses that you bring in to start on turf, you get a $4,000 shipping stipend plus a 40% bonus for every turf start during the summer meet. For qualifications, horses must not have raced in California the last 12 months. The previous start must have been made outside of California. Mm-hmm. First-time starters don't qualify. Horses that have been stabled in California move out of state to travel and make a start and come back. They're not going to be eligible for this. You can't do that. And then the first bonuses will extend to horses that make a first start at Santa Anita in May or June. You can make up to two starts at Santa Anita before the Del Mar meet and still be eligible for the purse bonuses and the ship and win at Del Mar. So that's why you got to do it now, get in a race or two at Santa Anita, and be ready for the Del Mar summer meet.
And in addition to that, I want to talk about the cowbred situation. And we always talk about Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, you know, up near Sacramento in Clements, California. I had Matt Dinnerman on earlier, as you know, the voice of Monmouth Park, and talking about the importance of our state-bred programs nationwide. And obviously, full crops are down, and when the numbers come out, they're going to be down again this year in California. With the Northern California situation going away, you have a lot of those people up there. They bred to race. They're in the north, primarily at Golden Gate Fields. So, you know, there's a percentage of those people, they're not breeding those mares back. We've got our hands full, but there are a lot of very tangible reasons to get involved here. I am, John. You know, as you know, I've got a mare up at Legacy. I bred to Forbidden Kingdom. But talk about the situation here in California and some of the incentives that people can find out more about at ctba.com.
Well, the full crops decline, Mike, and again, we're dealing with, you know, the competition as far as purses back east. The cowbred has become even more important to make our races day-to-day go. You're going to see more and more cowbred races, more and more conditions. They've changed the cowbred allowance condition now where you can win it twice, but not only just dirt and turf, but you can win it on the same surface at different distances. They've waived registration fees for the foals. They've made incentives to bring mares into California, foal that baby out, breed back to California stallion, make that foal a cowbred. There are all kinds of different incentives to lower the cost for the breeder to get those cowbreds on the ground into the races.
John, again, glass half full, as you and I have discussed. Now more than ever, if you've got a horse that can run, a filly or colt, if you've got one that can run, man, there's money to be made. The biggest concern when you talk to owners, breeders, you talk to trainers, is it gets frustrating sometimes trying to get races to go, you know, and that's our big challenge here in California, inventory.
It absolutely is. But, again, the cowbred races in general are filling, you know, and when you're running those restricted races, the purse money is good. But you're not facing, you know, as deep in competition as you would in the open company. So there's a reason why you have a cowbred, because you have the cowbred allowance conditions. You get the, if you can win a straight maiden, a non-claiming race, you get the owner's bonus at the very first win. And there are places that you can take out that condition a couple of times. You can win a couple $100,000 without having to face open company.
And that is a pretty sweet prospect. John, speaking of prospects, do you have one for the listeners this morning?
Yep. Santa Anita. In the fifth race today, number one, Bob's Blue Moon, I thought needed the comeback start back on April the 19th off the layoff. Second time out today from the rail. He's got tactical speed, and there's some speed from the outside that'll come over. I think he's going to fall into a good trip, stalking from the inside. If Will Fonarentis can work out that trip, 10-1 on the morning line, it's a good place to take a shot. Number one, Bob's Blue Moon, race number five, Santa Anita.
And, John, before I bid adieu, I heard from our good friend Steve Johnson in the race book up at the South Point yesterday. He said they had a great Preakness day, and he sent me some billboard ads. One of them's got Bob Ike's name all over it. Not really, but I can't help thinking about him because of what you guys talk about and his dietary habits and so on. Vienna All Beef Hot Dogs, $1.50. Just mention Bob Ike's name and they'll add 10%. No, I'm kidding. But they've just got great specials. And how about Memorial Day? Once again, a free buffet at the South Point on Monday, May 25th. That's a free buffet for two. If you're active duty military or a veteran, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, all active duty, veteran military personnel, and one guest. That just says it all about the Gahn family and the way they treat people.
You know, Michael Gahn has always been pro for the active military and the retired military. He takes care of those people out there. And the best part is, Mike, that the line for that buffet for all the personnel is pretty long, but they don't seem to mind. They stand around and talk and tell stories to each other, and they just enjoy the day. It's really fun to watch and see if you get a chance to get out there. And, Bob and I will be out there for the Belmont Stakes in a few weeks. We're going to go out there and play the card at the South Point, too. So a lot of reasons to get out there. Check it out. You're going to enjoy yourself.
John, thanks so much. We'll try and get lucky with Bob's Blue Moon, race 5, number 1 today at Santa Anita. Take care, John.
You got it. Good luck.
All right, let's get down. Catella, say hello to a very busy guy, and he was up late last night. Orlando Gutierrez. Hey, Orlando, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. I hung in there all night. Man, you had some big news in the last race. I want to get this out again. $192,293 in new money into a $49,000 carryover in that $2 pick six from last Sunday. Tell us about the payoff.
What an amazing, amazing pick six that was. And before I tell you about the payoff, I just got to mention that last Sunday, we added the $10,000 into our pick six promotion. And we always kind of try to guess what the pool is going to be on that night. Well, that whatever we guessed last week, it superseded it because the total pool of the promotion last week was $88,000, a promo record for this season.
Sweet.
And that led to that big carryover, Mike.
Yeah.
The carryover was nearly $50,000. The new money on a Preakness Day night program here at Los Alamitos, it was amazing. Close to another $200,000, close to that being added to it. The total pool ended up being $241,000, Mike. And the longest winner last night was a 9-1 shot by the name of Val Bambi. That was the biggest price during the sequence.
Yeah.
And at the very end, there was one ticket alive to the number 2 horse, Lonely a Night. Horse ends up winning solidly, 1 3/4 of a length, pulling away. Returns $15.40 in their payout, Mike. $153,251 on one ticket.
Unreal.
And even those guys got 5 out of 6, they got over $1,000 in the pick six. So just a huge, huge day. Good deal for that player, even for those that had 5 out of 6. Our place pick all, Mike. It's always a bet that it kind of goes under the radar, but it can pay out pretty good. Over $7,000 in the place pick call. So a big night of payouts at Los Alamitos last night.
Nice. Now, I got to ask you this. Do you guys yet know where that singleton was purchased, the $153,000 winning ticket in the pick six?
But I'm sure we'll get that later today. And what I can tell you this, I sat next to a gentleman that had 5 out of 6. And so I know one of the 5 out of 6.
Wow.
If he was very close, I would have been a little bit of thrill for him to get that 6 out of 6. And he did it on a $250 ticket. So, you can play that pick six on Los Al, Mike.
No doubt about it. And with a 9-race card, that pick six tonight, the $2 traditional pick six, races 4 through 9. You guys get underway at 5:45. Doc Allred and Kathy, they're kicking that $10,000 stipend into the pick six tonight to get the party started. Last week, as noted, that resulted in an $88,000 pick six pool. Can we make some money on the card tonight, Orlando?
You sure can, Mike. We're going to try to make some money in race number 6 with the number 2 horse, Ex-Wife. 3-1 on the morning line. Irving Lara, who's been a red-hot rider here on Los Alamitos, gets aboard. In good connections, Oscar Prieto Casillas, an owner that does well finding those horses, claimed this one, Ex-Wife, a couple of races ago. First time racing under his name. The horse is very quick, but this time kind of turned the head right as the gate opened, got left at the gate, didn't have a chance to show her best quality. Gets another chance here at 3-1, and if she can break cleanly, I think she's going to be very, very tough in race number 6, 3-1 on the morning line. Jesus Nunez will saddle. He's winning at a 21% clip. So got a chance there in race number 6 with the 2 Ex-Wife. Again, we're adding that $10,000 into the pick 6. And our feature event features CM Jessup Blue Monday. It's a stakes race. This runner ran second in the $451,000 Los Alamitos Oaks last out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really the class of the field here in race number 9 has a chance to win this race. Punch a ticket to go to Albuquerque for the AQHA Challenge Championships. Again, that will be in race number 9. the Araquan California Derby Challenge with the 6 p.m. just a Blue Monday.
Hey, Orlando, before we bid adieu, I want to give a tip of the cap to a guy who spent a good portion of his life early on there at Los Alamitos Racecourse, he and his entire family, Rick Bedeker, former general manager at Hollywood Park. He was executive director of the CHRB for some time, and he's most recently been heading up the Southern California simulcast situation. His retirement has been announced, and Orlando, I want to say this, Rick, if you've ever known him, a consummate gentleman, this radio show probably would have never got going had not Rick got behind it and through Hollywood Park's support in behind it. I think he got the other racetracks to come in as well. So just want to commend him on many decades in this game. He's been all in, I'll say that. And I know you agree, Orlando. He meant a lot to Los Alamitos over the years as well.
100% agree. I happened to be at that meeting, at the CHRB meeting in Sacramento when he made that announcement, and I had the opportunity to shake his hand shortly after. You're totally correct. Great gentleman. He's been working, promoting the simulcast locations, the new simulcast locations, trying to get more people, more businesses involved. So continues to do a tremendous job. His replacement, Ben Kinney, also there as well. I've known him also from those meetings. And I know from us, Los Alamitos, we'll be doing a lot more for our local satellite locations. We'll be doing some traveling now, doing some promotions there. So we'll be visiting those simulcast locations as well.
And one last thing, your condition book for the upcoming L.A. County Fair Meet at Los Alamitos, that's going to kick off on Friday, June 19th, I believe. That is available now online, the L.A. County Fair Meet at Los Al.
Three big stakes races. Every Saturday we're going to have a big stakes race. Our handicapping tournament will be on the second weekend of the meet. And that'll be the same day that we run the Los Al Derby. And then we close out on July 4th is the running of the Great Lady M Stakes. Look out for our enhanced coverage of our satellite broadcast. We'll be also trying to ramp up the simulcast. We're already starting to introduce some new cameras, some new angles.
Nice.
on our nighttime feed. So we'll also be all in during that meet. And like you mentioned, Mike, our condition book is available online at losalamitos.com.
Okay, and we'll try and get lucky. Race 6 tonight at Los Alamitos, 7:47 Pacific, with the 2 ex-wife at 3-1 on Ed Burghardt's Morning Line. Have a great day and night, Orlando. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, late on the break. We'll take it. Coming back strong, going to get back to Aqueduct and say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. We've got the voice of the Derby Preakness, the Breeders' Cup, and Del Mar, NBC's Larry Colmus, top of the hour. Don't go away.
Radio. AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mazna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Big thrills are in store with the trials to the Ed Burt Memorial Futurity on Sunday, May 31st. Kindergarten Futurity winner Call Me Candela could be in action. Plus, impressive winners Black Magic, Monday Dynasty, and more. And night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at losalamitos.com. The Ed Burke Trials, Sunday, May 31st. Great racing always at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stress and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get to it. Get back to the Big A. Belmont at Aqueduct. Say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How's everything going out in the West Coast?
Everything's good. As we all saw yesterday, the weather was horrendous leading into the first race at Churchill Downs yesterday late afternoon. But understand everything's just fine there on Long Island, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, it's absolutely beautiful and fast and firm conditions. Couldn't ask for a better day.
Okay, you got eight of them overall, and before we get a win selection from you, I got to say I enjoy what Tony Alavado puts together there as far as the Fox Sports stuff from the Naira tracks, and I think you guys take it to another level when Saratoga starts, and looking forward, of course, to getting Frank Miramati back there, but really enjoy all of it. It makes for a good race day.
It absolutely does. No, we have a wonderful team of people working real hard around the clock and, you know, we're expanding our coverage to new tracks all the time. So we're thrilled. And like you said, we're thrilled to be going up to Saratoga here soon for the Belmont Stakes Racing Festival and then for the full meet starting in July.
And, Matt, those guys talk so much. I know they're hungry. If they ever make it out here, they got to get into Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza. Sorry, pal. They're off the southwest corner of D Street and Foothill in Laverne. As Doug O'Neill likes to tell people, save a taco, eat a pizza. The ball's on the tee, Matt. Where do we go for the 8 race card at Aqueduct today?
Absolutely. We're going to go to race number 5. That's 3:07 p.m. Eastern, 12:07 p.m. Pacific time. It's a 6-furlong sprint on the turf for 4-year-old Nut Fillies and Mares. I'm going to go to the number 6 capturing for trainer Todd Pletcher. Johnny Velasquez up on the mount. I just really like this horse a lot. Honestly, this horse has never run a bad race on the turf, won in debut, and has never finished out of the money on the grass. And is coming off a win last time out against N1X Company. What I really like, this one's been stepping up and running, quite frankly, against tougher competition down at Gulfstream Park in Keeneland. I think 9-2 in the morning line, a very fair price for very trusted connections in Todd Pletcher and Johnny Velasquez. So I really like the number 6 capturing at 9-2.
The ageless Johnny Velasquez and race 5 at Aqueduct slated to go at 3:07 Eastern. Real quick, like, how can we get signed up for Naira Bets?
Absolutely. You go to NairaBets.com or download the NairaBets app, and you can use the promo code Belmont25 to get a free $25 bet and up to a $200 deposit match bonus. So make sure to use that today.
Matthew DeSantis, have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Mike. Take care.
Okay, folks, stay with us again. Larry Colmus, the voice of the Breeders' Cup on NBC, Kentucky Derby and Preakness as well. And he's now the full-time voice of the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. He's next up. Stay with us.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Big thrills are in store with the trials to the Ed Burt Memorial Futurity on Sunday, May 31st. Kindergarten Futurity winner Call Me Candela could be in action. Plus, impressive winners Black Magic, Monday Dynasty, and more. And Night Racing's best bets are here, the Early and Late Pick 4. The Early Pick 4 pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at losalamitos.com. The Ed Burt Trials, Sunday, May 31st. Great racing always at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland.
Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners' premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of Mares Bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for broodmares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
The rider, Native Diver, is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market, nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, Here's Mike Willman.
Taj Mahal taken on by Napoleon Solo. And now the two of them are right together, and Napoleon Solo has taken the lead on the outside as they come to the top of the stretch. Three quarters up in 112.08 seconds, and they're into the stretch. And Paco Lopez and Napoleon Solo have the lead. Iron Honor makes his run on the outside. Chacuncho is third. Giving way is Taj Mahal. Here's Iron Honor trying to come and get Napoleon Solo. These two to the final furlong. Napoleon Solo still there. Iron Honor on the outside. Cannot get him. Napoleon Solo and Paco Lopez have won the Preakness. They win it by a length over Iron Honor. Chacuncho was third. Ocelli was fourth.
And that was yesterday's Preakness Stakes, and as advertised, the guy who just called that race, he joins us right now, Larry Colmus, the voice of the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, the Breeders' Cup on NBC, and now the full-time voice of the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. Hey, Larry, good morning. Thanks for taking time for us.
Morning, Mike. How's everything out there?
Everything's good. Obviously, the race yesterday, the Preakness, it lacked the big star quality, and we're having trouble getting Derby winners to wheel back in the middle jewel, but I think that's going to be addressed here in the coming months and hopefully not years, but, you know, pretty quickly. But that said, it was a hell of a betting race. I've mentioned several times, Larry, the win play show pool for the Preakness itself was north of $25 million. That's second this year only to Kentucky Derby Day.
Yeah, fantastic news that, you know, the handle was as good as it was. And, you mentioned great betting race, and that's exactly what it was. It did miss, you know, the Derby winner, and it did miss some of the big-name three-year-olds, but the field that was put together in there was as evenly matched as it could possibly be on paper. You know, you'd ask people's opinions on who they like, and you were getting, you know, 10 or 12 different answers.
Yeah,
and it was a race that you were going to make money on if you had the right horse, you were going to get paid.
Larry, I got to ask you. I think any announcer, you don't want to be caught off guard by a horse making a late move, and I have to think. I know I was as the race is unfolding. I'm thinking, okay, they're going pretty quick. The local horse Taj Mahal, he went out there and was clipping right along. Were you a little surprised, Larry, that really nobody cut into that fast early pace?
I was, because it was not a speed favoring track at all, during the day. So I think what we saw was a bunch of horses just didn't run the race, you know, because they were clipping along, and it looked like somebody had to come and get them.
Mm-hmm.
And Napoleon Solo and was the only one that was right up on that pace, and he, you know, he just kept on rolling. So it was impressive on his part. I know the time was pretty slow.
Yeah.
That's what leads me to believe a lot of horses just didn't fire.
You know, Larry, I was happy for Paco Lopez. I don't know him, but just kind of vicariously, he's one of Kurt Hoover's all-time favorite jocks, because he rode a grade three winner for Kurt with a mare that they claimed for $8,000. So, hey, man, I'm with Kurt. He's never going to win any popularity contests in the jockey's room. He's gone Fist City with some of the biggest guys. But a hell of a ride yesterday. I was genuinely happy for him.
Mike, I could not have been more happy for him. And he's a personal friend of mine. We have a horse in New Jersey, and he rides that horse for us.
Really?
And I've always been a good puck. A funny story: we had a horse named One Time Willard, and we ran the horse in the Haskell. He was hopelessly overmatched, New Jersey bred, running against Grade One company. So we said to Paco, take him back, and if something happens, a couple horses get tired, well, maybe we'll get fifth or something like that. And so they're going up the backstretch, and he's right up with the leaders. And I turned to my partner with the horse, and I said, well, we know one thing, we are going to be last, and he was. But Paco normally is a guy who makes a lot of the right decisions. I'll tell you one thing about Paco that I've always been impressed with. When they turn for home and it looks like he doesn't have horse, he has horse.
Right.
He seems to be able to keep on trucking, and I've been really impressed with him with that over the years, and I love his riding. I know he tends to be a little too aggressive, but man, if he's riding your horse, you're a happy guy because he's going to do whatever he can do to win.
Yeah, you know, he's aggressive. The brothers Ortiz are aggressive. And sometimes that results in some disagreements. But
yeah.
To me, on balance, Larry, it shouldn't be a country club. Now, you don't want to be reckless. You know, you got to be able to take care of each other, but you also got to be able to compete and race ride. I want you to talk about the race day. So unusual, the first time in the 151-year history of the Preakness that it was run at Laurel. What was that like yesterday, Larry, compared to Pimlico?
Oh, it was completely different, because they had to limit the attendance to 4,800. I was asking about that, and I think it was a fire marshal decision which is why they had to, have such a smaller crowd. But Laurel looked great. They had, they packed people into an area that made it look like a lot more than 4,800 people were there. And, I used to be the backup announcer in Maryland. I grew up there, and I hadn't called a race at Laurel in 40 years. So it was pretty cool to come back to where it all started for me and, get to see old friends. And, I went into the area where I used to practice calling races, and it was pretty cool experience for me to a nice homecoming.
Larry, I've never been there. I mean, hey, I visited Bethesda, but I've never been to the track. But I have been told by so many people that the people in Maryland, the horse people, they're so incredibly welcoming, and horses are ingrained in the culture there. And I think there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic looking forward in terms of the overall situation of horse racing in Maryland. Your thoughts, Larry Colmus?
Yeah, I mean, it is. Maryland is, and horse racing have been synonymous with each other for forever, as long as I can remember. In fact, Northern Dancer stood in Maryland, and he was the best sire of all time. He was just an incredible sire. Maryland is just a great state for horse racing, and things have been, kind of on the downswing lately, but hopefully that'll change, and, we can see a great future for the Preakness.
Hopefully, yeah. Larry, let's talk about the future for what you're doing, Derby, Preakness, Breeders' Cup. What's going on with NBC in terms of the Triple Crown looking forward?
So we're good for the Kentucky Derby until, I believe, 2032. The big question mark is the Preakness, because our contract was up as of yesterday. So no decision has been made.
Wow.
on who's going to take it over, whether it stays with us, which we certainly hope it will, because I'm going to be very biased here, but I don't think anybody covers racing like NBC. And I'm hoping that they'll make the decision to keep the Preakness on NBC. I think we'll probably know something, in the next month or so.
Okay, I'm sorry, I got a little bit distracted. If one of you guys, can you come in here and I'll give you a number, okay? We're trying to tee up our next guest. I'm sorry, Larry.
Okay.
Hopefully things work out. I agree, you guys do a great job on NBC and have for so many years. And hopefully that's going to continue. Let's talk about your situation at Del Mar. When do you get out here?
I'll get out there about a week before the meet starts. Planning on being there about July the 10th, and can't wait. I'm actually, right before we get going, I'm going to go on the first cruise I've ever been on. I'm going to go from Seattle up to Alaska and back, and then we're going to fly from Seattle down to San Diego and get ready to get back to work, if you want to call it work.
Yeah. Salmon fishing, Larry? Is that on the agenda?
I don't think so. I'm not much of a fisherman. I think I'm just going to be a sightseer and, enjoy the whole cruise thing.
Just take it in, yeah. And Larry, last thing, as far as what's going on this fall, the Breeders' Cup, I know you already touched on it. I got distracted. You're good for Keeneland with the Breeders' Cup on NBC.
Right, yep. We will be covering the Breeders' Cup, and always one of my favorite 2 days of the year. It's so much fun to get to call those great horses, and Keeneland is such a beautiful place. I'm so looking forward to it.
Hey, great job yesterday. I said in hour one, Larry, I was just struck by the beauty of Laurel, Maryland in general. So much greenery, and that turf course, I didn't realize it's as big as it is. It's just massive, Larry.
Yeah, it's a wide turf course. The main track's a mile and an eighth, so it's a mile turf course.
Yeah.
They were able to put a rail in the middle of it and use both sides. You know, basically they made it into an inner and an outer turf.
I don't know how many people realize that, but that's very unusual in North America to have a one-mile turf course. Like at Santa Anita, it's 7/8 of a mile because it's inside the one-mile main track oval. It's a great facility, and knock wood, everything's going to work out there in Maryland, Larry.
Yeah, let's hope so. And Laurel, the game plan, Laurel's actually going away. It's going to become a training track, and all the racing's going to shift over to Pimlico starting next year.
And that turf course we're lauding, I don't know if they're going to maintain that. It seems like that'd be a pretty big ask just for training, huh?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know what the plan is, but it would be nice to have a great turf course like that to train on, for sure.
Larry, thank you so much. Great job yesterday with the Preakness and the entire day. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Always a pleasure to talk.
Likewise, Larry Colmus, the voice of Del Mar and so much more. And now we're going to get back to Timonium in Maryland and say hello to an old friend, a long-time racing executive, Santa Anita exec, racing assistant and horseman's liaison, Amy Atkinson. She's now with Facing Tipton, a big sales company, and they've got a big two-year-old in training sale. It's the Mid-Atlantic sale tomorrow and Tuesday at Timonium. 600 two-year-olds cataloged, and they've got some add-ons as well. Amy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. I think I gave my guys here inside the wrong number. That's why we had a little snafu trying to reach you. We got you now. That's all that counts. I mentioned you were at Santa Anita, and for so long you were beloved. It's such a great job, and you're missed, I can tell you that. But I know you're happy living in Lexington, and now you're on the road with Facing Tipton. You told me something yesterday I did not realize. Previews are so important in any two-year-old in training sale. You guys had your on-track previews earlier in the week, and for the first time ever, you made a big change this week. Talk about it, Amy.
Yeah, we made a couple of enhancements to the process, and we had the under-track previews. There was limited whip use, and also they were untimed. So
that's the big thing, Amy.
Yeah.
Untimed, this business of, hey, we got to get one to go an eighth of a mile in 10 flat or 10 and change or whatever. Hey, he shaded 10. Right. To me, looking anything resembling long range, it's insanity. And so no hand time. To me, any horseman, you watch a horse go, you're looking for how they move, how they handle the situation, and even though it's not timed, how they gallop out, Amy. I think this is a move in the right direction.
Well, thanks, Mike. We do, too. I think, you know, focus on the athleticism of the animal, and that's what you want. And, like you said, longevity.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're thoroughbreds. We're not looking to blister the clock right now because we're hoping they're still going to be running at 4, 5, 6 and beyond.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Well, yeah. Fun fact, Mike, you guys ran the Misdirection, and she came from the sale. They just ran that race at Santa Anita.
Yeah, Jeff Mullins, and that was Queen Maxima. Came out of that Mid-Atlantic sale, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of good horses. Straight No Chaser came out here on the 21 sale.
Dan Blacker.
So, yep.
Well,
yeah,
that's...
We have 1,619 catalogs. You know, there'll be some outs, but I've got a lot of really good horses here and a lot of good horsemen. It ties in so well with the Preakness weekend. We've had people here came for the Undertack show, back over to Laurel.
Well, that's the idea, right?
It's really bustling out here today. Everybody's showing up, taking a look, and the videos are online. If you missed some of the previews, they're online on our website.
At facingtipton.com.
Correct.
And the sale it's on the fairgrounds there, right, Timonium?
Yeah. Yeah, and I've got to agree with you and Larry. It is beautiful here.
It really is, yeah. You know, they used to run a race meet there at Timonium. It was a bull ring. Sure, it still is. And I know Cowboy Jack Cannell rode there a little bit. I'm almost certain Chris McCarron, he piled up some wins there early, maybe as an apprentice. You know, he was a phenom starting in Maryland. So a lot of history there. What about people that maybe want to bid online or contact a trainer and have them get involved remotely? What do they need to do?
Yeah, the way of the world, right? Everything's online. You can go to basictipton.com and register to bid. You set up your profile, and then you can watch the sale through your own portal and bid online. Or you can, you know, contact us here, and we have guys here that'll bid for you.
Exactly. Well, listen, encourage everybody, if they want to get a phone number or anything, just go to facingtipton.com, and they can start getting maybe involved for this two-day Mid-Atlantic's two-year-old and training sale, Monday and Tuesday. Give us the start time each day, Amy.
We're starting at 11 o'clock, and we'll do the first 300 tomorrow, and then the rest we'll do on Tuesday.
Okay. So
beautiful out here.
11 o'clock Eastern. Starting tomorrow, that's the Facing Tipton Mid-Atlantic Sale. Amy Atkinson, always good to hear from you. All the best, good luck today, and then tomorrow and Tuesday with the sale.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Always good to talk to you.
Okay, likewise. All right, folks, we're going to hit this break a little bit early, Elliot. We've got Andy Harrington standing by. I didn't see his name. I'm sorry, Chris. Hey, Andy Harrington up at Santa Anita. Andy, good morning. Sorry, I almost overlooked you.
No worries. No worries whatsoever. You got a lot of things on your plate right now.
Well, listen, one of them is race 7 today at Santa Anita. I thought this was the best betting race on the card. There's just so many ways to go in here. Did you have any strong thoughts here? We got a couple of comebackers. We got a horse making her U.S. debut for Dan Blacker. Any strong thoughts in race 7?
You know, the Dan Blacker first-time starter worked head-in-head with El Potente, which is a stakes-placed horse around here, and was slightly second-best. This is the fast girl, too bad. I'm doing this on memory. I got it. Midnight Horizon. Yeah, he held his own 158.4 on the training track. I thought that was enough to at least put him in a conversation, breeze back with a real easy next throw. It looks like he can run a little bit, so, I mean, that was the one I was leaning on. The Phil D'Amato horse as the press who gets on Rethink, the three horse in here, has moved forward since the last race. So I think that horse has got a shot to step forward. So those are the two I was looking at in that race.
To me, so much depth in the race. You got Joel Rosario got rolling last week, and he's on Miyako for George Papadromo. I looked, Andy, believe it or not, at a horse that comes off a 1,000-yard win at Los Alamitos. Now, those wins don't count officially in daily racing form, so the stat line reads 0 for 1, when, in fact, this filly is 1 for 2. She first started at Oaklawn Park back on December 27th. I'm talking about the two-horse Forum Confidential. Jesus Aranga is the trainer. Kyle Frey with a call. This race she ran at Los Alamitos where she was 10 cents on the dollar, Andy. I mean, she absolutely ran off the screen. And the comment here from Equibase is, bumped hard at the start, crushed them. I don't know if I've ever seen that particular comment line. How good she is, well, that's in question. She was 10-1 first time out in a maiden $100,000 claiming event at Oaklawn on December 27th. They took a shot for maiden 13.5 next time out, February 14th. They do get Kyle Frey. She's a great-looking filly. She's 30-1 on the morning line. She'll probably be higher than that. And, you know, we talked about Midnight Horizon for Dan Blacker. They get Juan Hernandez making her U.S. debut today, having been away since June 13th of last year. Let's get to it. Who's your best bet for radio today, Andy?
Final race in here. It is a 6-furlong race out of the chute for maiden fillies, cowbreds. And I like the four horse in here, Volcanologist, who's really stepped forward in her training with all the drills have been with Ricky Gonzalez up. Really nice finishes, big gallops out. I mean, I love watching Andy Matthews' horse. He's such a good trainer. And I think he's really moved this horse up out of her She broke step slow, rushed up inside, and kind of a first-time starter, kind of tried, maybe not been 100% fit. Now gets a number of drills, goes back, goes to the grass. All these drills are really good. At 12-1, I'm really interested in this horse today. So we're going with number four horse, Volcanologist, from the Andy Mathis Park.
And post time for that is 5 Pacific. Andy, talk about nationalturf.com and what you offer.
Yeah. And all the horses in the race. I give grades and try to, you know, point to the horses that are doing particularly well, like Volcanologist, which I wrote up very well for the report. And maybe it's something you might not have, you know, paid attention to when you did a perusal of the racing form, but maybe you can take a second look based on my information. So it's nationalturf.com.
Andy, thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Have a great day. And now, guys, we will go ahead and take a quick break. Coming back strong, Bruce Finkelstein with a $19.80 winner on air yesterday with John Lindo. Bob Mazursky's back in the fold. Toby Callett, Jonathan Hardoon on the horizon. Don't go away. This is Thoroughbred LA. I'll make my final stand. Hey, it's why they call me.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting 3 Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's Kimo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
To Thurman, Los Angeles. Folks, let's don't waste any more time. Get up to Las Vegas and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, first things first, what a nice winner at Laurel Park yesterday. Warming, $19.80. Well done. You did it with John Lindo and Bob Icke on air.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it. Yeah, she got back on the grass. She won the Autumn Miss, or the I think it's called the Autumn Miss at Santa Anita in the fall, and
yes,
finally got back on grass. And boy, she is a nice grass horse. Most horses like one surface much more than the rest, and mm-hmm. That's the case with hers. Hope they keep her on the grass for races to come.
Bruce, John Hardoon and I talked about the fact it was a marathon day. You're acutely aware, but also some good racing and some great betting opportunities. Your take on the way the Preakness, the entire day went yesterday for the first time ever and only time at Laurel Park.
Some competitive decent races on the undercard. I would say that their undercard was a little bit better than we've seen in the past. In the past, it's been ravaged by scratches. There were some scratches, but there were horses that were kind of entered back in races, Mike, so you kind of knew they were coming out. So I thought the undercard was competitive. You didn't have the Ortiz brothers dominating. It was spread around pretty well. I think the forgettable race might have been the big race yesterday.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I think that was one of the most forgettable Preaknesses I could ever remember. It was going in and coming out. Credit to Napoleon Solo, right? But
yeah,
this is going to be a trivia question in years to come. That's going to be a head scratcher. Who in the heck won the 2026 Preakness? So it's a shame we didn't get a little better participation in this race this year. Maybe it's not, maybe the Triple Crown horses are not going to turn out to be the best three-year-olds at the end of the year. I was just thinking, obviously, Baffert's Crude Velocity is a budding superstar. And there's a horse out of Chad Brown's barn, by the name of Growth Equity, who won the Peter Pan Stakes very impressively. Those are two names to look at as the year goes on. I'm not sure that our crop that ran through the Kentucky Derby and Preakness are getting any better at this point.
Well, regarding Crude Velocity for Bob Baffert, John Hardoon called the shot here on air 2 weeks ago, coming out of his win in that one-turn Pat Day Mile at Churchill on Derby Day. He said they're going to skip the Preakness. They'll run in the Woody Stevens on Belmont Day at Saratoga, and that's the plan that has been announced. So there's going to be a lot to look forward to on Belmont Day at Saratoga.
He would be the race that at Baffert owns. You would think that maybe Crude Velocity. You were talking to Matt Ditterman earlier. What about the Haskell a little later after that? Baffert's got a crazy record.
Yes, he does.
Haskell, and I think that's a mile and an eighth, if I'm not mistaken, which could be within his scope. So really good things to come for that horse.
All right, Bruce, let's talk to now. You make two selections on air. Where do you want to go for number one?
Back to Churchill Downs. Let's go to the sixth race at Churchill Downs. 50,000 claimers on the grass. Field of Eight, the seven-horse Freak City is a late scratch. A horse that's getting better and has had confidence-building wins coming in is the three, Lady Orient. She was cut out to be a pretty good horse. Two of her route races, Mike, both of which she lost, were in stakes competition, one at Saratoga, one at at the fairgrounds. She's a straight maiden turf winner at Ellis Park. She dropped all the way down to $15,000 off a six-month layout, but she reeled off two consecutive wins. I've liked them both. One was a two-turn win at Fairgrounds. One was a very strong one-turn mile at Churchill Downs. She can sit a trip and finish. There's a lot of speed in this race. I think she's figuring things out, has had confidence builders, and is getting better with each start. So race six, the three, Lady Orient, 15-1 on the morning line. Mike, no way. We're not getting 15-1. I think we're probably in the 5-1, 6-1 at most range in this race.
Interesting. Julian Leperu up. Post time for race six at Churchill today, 3:18, pardon me, Eastern time. Come on out to Santa Anita, a nine-race card. The Cinema today, no longer graded. Of course, originally run at Hollywood Park. Phil D'Amato's got a couple. Michael McCarthy's got a couple. And Jeff Mullins, I think he's going to be tough with Charlie's Curlin, who's got a rematch going with Bust Out, the 4 and 5. But where do you want to go for radio?
I'm going to go to the eighth race. These are starter allowance horses, three-year-olds. And the three-horse Aaron's has every right to bounce back, Mike. He's run three races, two up-the-track races on turf. But sandwiched in between, he won a maiden 32 claimer. I thought he did everything right in this race. He broke like a champ. Pereira really didn't ask him all that much the whole way. And he drew off from a front-running position to win by five. Mike, that was a day, February 20th, that was all dirt racing. So they ran nine races on the main track that day. This was the co-fastest last eighth of a mile on the card. If you looked at all the last eighths of a mile, the other horse that ran about the same time was Coach Cronin, who's a pretty darn good older allowance.
Yeah.
So that was an excellent dirt race. Even though the horse showed speed that day, wouldn't shock me if he can set off the pace the way he finished that day. I think getting back in on the dirt against his friends, he'll be a big-time bounce back here. Race eight, the three, Aaron's. Listed at 9-2
and,
on the morning line.
Yeah, Bruce, you know, second time off a maiden 32 claim by John Sadler, and he likes to use Joel Rosario. They've had massive success over the years. So Joel aboard here 9-2 on the morning line. Post time for race 8, 4:30. And again, Bruce says it's number three. Aaron's, tell us about betonbruce.com.
Full card analysis today at Santa Anita. Late pick five at Churchill. That's the combo platter with audio. Best bets also at Santa Anita with audio, all at betonbruce.com.
Bruce, have a great day. Really appreciate it.
Take care, Mike.
Okay, hey, listen, folks, if you happen to be a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. And right now we go to Covina, California. I believe that's where he's at. Say hello to Bob Mazursky. Bob, we missed you last week. Nice to have you back today.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be back. Hopefully we'll have a good day today.
I want to get your take. You've seen a whole bunch of Preaknesses over the years. Just your take on the overall day yesterday from Laurel.
Yeah, there was a lot of good undercard races, as Bruce said, and the Preakness was, you know, I give credit to Napoleon Solo. It wasn't the greatest group going in and kind of live up to the expectations, but you know, that horse earned the win. He was up close to the pace, put away Taj Mahal, and was able to keep going and hold off Iron Honor. So it was a good win for him, you know, good for those connections.
And according to Matt Dinnerman, a very good likelihood he's going to come back in a Haskell down the road. That could be a hell of a race. Let's talk today, Bob. Nine of them. Want to remind everybody, your full graded handicap and your morning line appear each racing day in all the Southern California News Group papers. Where do you want to go today with us?
I'm going to go to the very first race. I like the comebacker for Dan Blacker, Raging Inferno. He's been gelded, ran against much better horses last year than he's facing today. I think the morning line favorite in the race is very vulnerable. So I'm going to go to number two, Raging Inferno, in race one.
Okay, and post time for the nine-race card is at 1 o'clock. Bob, thank you so much. Again, good to have you back. Have a great day. Good luck.
All right, Mike. Thanks. Take care.
All right, you as well. Listen, folks, we talked about Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza. just down the street from there, that's the Derby Room. And if you want to, you know, go to an ITW, the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, you're not going to beat it. Had breakfast there a few weeks ago. Bob Ike spent the entire day there yesterday. And free parking and admission each and every racing day at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. They put enough live tellers on, a ton of self-serve machines, a great audio-visual presentation. Their prices are reasonable. And again, free to park and be admitted each and every racing day. They're at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Tell them you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. We'll go ahead and hit our final break. Coming back strong, heading to South Florida. Say hello to Toby Callaghan. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830, the home of Angels baseball.
Rebel souls, deserters we are called. Chose a gun and threw away the sword. Now these times.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of sunsets and stars. Big thrills are in store with the trials to the Ed Burt Memorial Futurity on Sunday, May 31st. Kindergarten Futurity winner Call Me Candela could be in action. Plus, impressive winners Black Magic, Monday Dynasty, and more. And night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at losalamitos.com. The Ed Burt Trials, Sunday, May 31st. Great racing always at Los Alamitos.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a...
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Maybe if we think in vision, hope, and pray,
Yes, indeed, it would be nice. Great to have you back with us. This is Thurman Los Angeles. A little bit of a programming update. Angels Dodgers 107 today here at the Big A, and all the pregame doings with Trent Rush and company at 12:30. Let's get to the phones and get to South Florida and say hello to Toby Callett. Hey, Toby, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
Good. 10 of them today at Gulfstream. Post time in about 2 minutes. That's what's listed. First of all, give us a weather update.
Well, we're off the turf. We're good and off the turf. I don't know how much rain they got, but you know, they've had to use it a lot, the turf a lot, to fill the card. So any break that they can take, I can see their logic. Speaking of the turf, you got a minute for a story?
Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned about how you marveled at Laurel's turf course and the size of it. The first grade one grass stake that I ever saw was at Laurel, the Washington 1972.
DC International.
DC International.
Yeah.
Won by Droll Roll with Braulio Baeza sitting in like a statue in the saddle. T.J. Kelly, the trainer.
Yeah.
He had come off of winning the 1972 Canadian International.
Right.
Which was a great springboard. Trivia question, who won the 1973 Canadian International? Yes, I was at that.
Well, it was either Secretariat or Kennedy Road. I'm going to go with Secretariat.
There you go. Yeah, they wrote a big thing in the Globe and Mail about Secretariat. You know, he's a great horse, but he's never met the likes of Kennedy Road. It was like a Bela Lugosi movie. They ran into the far turn, and there was those two way out in front of everybody else. And they came out of the fog, and Secretariat was by himself. He broke Kennedy Road right in two and went about his business.
Neil Drysdale tells the story. He was an assistant to Charlie Whittingham at that time, and Charlie sent him with Kennedy Road up there, who would pretty much newly arrived, owned by Mrs. Albert Stollery. And Kennedy Road had a lot of white in his eye. He hurt a guy real bad, I'm told, in Canada before he came to Charlie. Anyway, he was training great, and Secretariat was a little sore going. And Neil says he called Charlie and said, "Boss, I think we can beat that horse on Saturday." Okay. And Neil says, that wasn't the same Kennedy Road that showed up on game day as I was seeing training. In other words, the adrenaline got going, and he got it all together. He was obviously what he was, but that's a true story.
It's great that you had something to fill in, because, like I say, I drove up from Pittsburgh to watch the race, knowing that it was Secretariat's finale, and Secretariat was obviously the horse that really put the ring in my nose for horse racing.
Well, the D.C. International, boy, before the Breeders' Cup, that was really a huge deal. Let's get to it, Toby. Can we make some money?
Race 9, Gulfstream. It's a race on the main track. Scratch the 4 and the 7. I like the 10, Awesome Train. We'll use them with the 5 to the east side. The 3, Sneak Preview. And the 8, Santos to Wilson. 10, 5, 3, 8. We'll skate right on through today's 9th at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, and the 9th goes at are supposed to go at 5:04 Eastern. Have a great great day and a great week, Toby. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Mike. You too.
Listen, before we get back to Saratoga Springs, folks, if you've got plumbing issues or if you sense something's going on, maybe the kitchen drain's a little bit slow, don't wait for things to completely back up. Be proactive. Give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and operated for more than 4 decades by the father and son team of Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn. They are open 24/7, commercial, residential, whatever you may have, leaks, clogs, broken water heaters. They can handle any emergency, any job, commercial, residential, on time and under budget. Give them a call at Western Rooter, 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio. They'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Or you can go to westernrooter.com. Well, you'll see over 500 five-star reviews. Western Rooter, the best in the West. And the best nationally joins us right now. His name is Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Rags and Sheets. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. You got to put pressure on me, don't you?
Well, you're right after the plumber today. That's not too bad, huh? Yeah. Hey, you got to have them. And now more than ever, so many people are finding out how worthless a lot of these college degrees are. I encourage people, hey, look, if your kid doesn't really like school, whatever, how about a trade? And I'm telling you what, I know guys that got into plumbing out of high school, and they're doing very well, thank you.
I agree with you 1,000%, Mike. Believe me, I know people that spend hundreds of thousands of dollars sending their kids to college for nothing, really nothing. So it is what it is.
Hey, speaking of that, we'll get a little bit political. Somebody sent me something last night. I forget who it was that sent it. Apparently, Jeannie Buss, who recently her family sold the Lakers, she just made a huge political contribution to a mayoral candidate here in L.A. I think his name is Spencer Pratt. So
yeah, he used to be a reality TV star, and I watched the debate the other night. He absolutely destroyed the other two.
Well, then they called off any further debates. There's no reason.
They threw in the towel. No muss. They're not coming back for any more of that abuse. But he was great. He makes sense. He's a logical guy. He's not Republican. He's not Democrat. He's right down the middle. And he's a common sense guy. So nothing wrong with that.
He's put some great ads together. I know that. John, let's get back in our lane. 9 of them today at Santa Anita. Do you have a strong opinion?
I do. The 7th race today, Mike. 6 furlongs on the turf, sprinting, the flat. It's not coming down the hill. And I love the number 3 horse in here, Rethink. 4-year-old filly from the Phil D'Amato barn, Red Hot Antonio Frisou aboard to ride. The race 2 starts back when she ran at this distance. If she runs that number today, and I think she is, she blows the field away. Number 3, Rethink, single in today's 7th race out at Santa Anita.
Phil D'Amato and Antonio Frisou getting together here. Post time for race 7 at 4 o'clock Pacific, John. And once again, tell us about the website, JONHARDON.com.
3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Belmont at Aqueduct, Churchill, and Santa Anita selection.
John, we got a little time. I want to talk just a little baseball, and I talk about this a lot, coaching. I don't care if it's T-ball, Little League, Division I, NCAA. Take a look at the Philadelphia Phillies. They made a change. I feel bad for the guy they got rid of because he made a huge difference when he came in a couple of years ago. But they went to Donnie Baseball. A lot of people thought, well, he'll never manage again. He took this job coaching, coming into spring training with the Phillies, caught some people off guard. He's got that street cred with some of these veteran players and the young guys, probably more important than anything else, and they've been on a tear with Don Mattingly. It's huge, John. It really is. Obviously, you got to have the horses, but you also got to know what to do with them, and you got to get people believing in what they're doing. That's a huge factor.
Totally agree with you, Mike. You have to be able to sell it. Friday night, I think they were losing 8-0, and they actually came back and won the game. So, obviously, he's got some terrific players on that team. He's got Schwarber and Harper and all the rest of it. But, listen, I thought he got a raw deal in L.A. I really do. I think he deserved better. But remember, he was a great player, but deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, and he's not. For 6 or 7 years, he was the best first baseman in the American League.
Yeah.
He learned under Joe Torre. He was his general for many years, so he has the credentials, and good for him.
I'd just like to see a poll of anybody that played with him for 2 years or more. I just can't believe this is one of the biggest injustices I've ever seen. I was talking to one of my boys last night. In my opinion, Don Mattingly, he should have been a first ballot guy, and here he is languishing, maybe having to face a veterans committee. It's crazy.
It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. And he got along with the media. He wasn't a bad guy.
Exactly.
People, you know, there are guys that they keep out because the media doesn't like him or whatever. But that's not the case with him. He was loved by everyone in baseball. He really was. I don't know.
John, the only guy he didn't get along with, it's quite a fraternity, a friend of mine, the late T.J. Simers. So that's almost a badge of honor. He was the only guy he didn't get along with. It's just amazing. Anyway, coaching, it's huge, and so's training horses and going out to the paddock with that jock, and you got that good feeling. And, John, you know I'm right.
100%, Mike.
John, thanks so much. Always enjoy the time, and I know you're going to get some rest today. You're going to need it. Thanks so much. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
My thanks to Chris Monreal, Elliot Cams inside today here. Don't forget Angels-Dodgers at 107 right here at the Big A in Anaheim. For everybody involved, I'm Mike Willman. Good luck today, and we'll talk next week.
That's why they call me bad company, and I can deny bad company till the day I die. Till the day I die. Till the day I die. Rebel souls, deserters we are called, chose a gun and threw away the sword.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.